Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning, Beamer family. This is David Olson calling from my office here in Idaho. On Wednesday, November 18th, it's Whatever Wednesday, and I'm hosting with my good friend Lisa Diamond, who is in Florida. And I'm going to go through some announcements here, and then we're going to bring Lisa on and talk about today's training topic. Of course, we have a national sales meeting tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern time, featuring our CEO, Albert Bosk, and, of course, our national directors and some of the regional directors going over some things from this last month and leading into 2021. That'll be BeamerMeetings.com. And if you look into your newsletter that you received on Monday from Chris and George, it talks about the holiday closures. You know, we closed on Thanksgiving Day and, of course, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and New Year's Day. We've got these promotions still happening, the Dash for Cash for Beamers between September 1st and the 31st of December, $600, 6 Beamers, $1,500, 8 Beamers, $2,500. And, of course, Senior and 60 is still happening. So if you do have a new distributor that came on board, they have 60 days to hit Senior, and they'll grab a $1,000 bonus. And the 60 days doesn't start until the month after they start. So if they came in on November 2nd, the 60 days doesn't start until December 1st and goes all the way till the end of January. We do have the recording from Saturday's equine presentation. It's also available in your newsletter. And we just launched some digital Beamer brochures, which are great, so you don't have to order printed versions. As we enter into a more of a paperless society, these are a great tool to use. And we do have the Go product presentation now in Spanish. That's also in your newsletter. And we have several academies coming up. In the middle of December, we have one that's, I believe, Central Time, Friday and Saturday, the 11th and 12th. We have one that's Mountain Time, Saturday, Sunday, the 12th, 13th. And then Bettina and Nora and myself are teaching the Saturday Sabbath Keepers Academy on Sunday, Monday, the 13th and 14th. We encourage you to get your distributors that are new to join us in one of those three events. And then from the national convention, that medical panel Q&A, the equine panel Q&A, and the sports panel Q&A, those three question and answer sessions have now been digitally divvied up, so to speak, into three succinct segments. And that's in your newsletter. It's also in your back office on the home page. If you scroll down, you'll see those. And these are YouTube links, so they're going to be great to use as tools for your people. You know, we need to have all these tools to use for continued follow-up until we get a Beamer into someone's life, and this is going to be a great additional tool for us. So this past week, there's been a really great training done by one of the top direct sellers in the history of the United States, Eric Worre, and it's called the GoPro 7-Day Challenge, about how to sponsor and recruit more effectively. And you know, you could look at this a couple ways. I mean, there's some really great tools that he taught on sponsoring and recruiting. And my take was this was more oriented towards building teams, but there are certain principles that translate to just generating new Beamer customers as well. And I know Lisa was involved in attending this throughout its entirety, and I want to bring Lisa on, and she may have some other comments and some input on announcements that I missed. So, Lisa, good morning and good afternoon to you in Florida. Welcome to Whatever Wednesday, and thanks for joining me. Uh-oh, you were unmuted. Now we're back. Hang on a second. There you are, Lisa. Are you with me?
I am. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, it's been a crazy morning. Sorry. So
you're good.
Like David mentioned, this was like a 7-day recruiting challenge, but there were so many nuggets of information that you could use to apply to your business. And so David and I thought that, you know, each week we would just share a little bit more of, you know, what we kind of took away from it. And so there was a guy, and these are all network marketers. They're all in different companies. Nobody talks about what company they're with or anything like that. And his name is Jefferson Santos, and he talked about the 12 mistakes not to make, the 12 mistakes not to make. And David, you're going to have to help me out here because I know you have the list, and I was supposed to be at home before this started, and I'm not, so I don't have
all
my
right.
list. But I know the first one is that, so these are mistakes, right? So there's going to be some negatives in here. So the first one I know was deciding not to win. And this is a mindset thing. And, you know, this business, quite honestly, is 90% mindset. You know, if you come into this, whether you're just presenting to a customer or if you are trying to recruit and build a team, and that's the beauty of our business is that we can make money doing either. We can make a whole lot more if we're building a team, but that's not for everybody. So, but you still have to decide that you want to win, and getting your mental state in the right place. And I would say, you know, first and foremost of that is that you have something to share. It obviously has had an impact on your life or someone in your life, and it became important for you to share that and really kind of getting rid of the fear and focusing on the win. It's a win-win for everybody. It's a win for you, but it's a win that you're changing someone's life. David, number two is?
Yeah, let me speak to that for a second too. I mean, not deciding to win. Because this is a challenging business. Especially when we're new, we tend to, you know, we're so excited about Beamer. We're almost evangelical because we're having such a great personal experience. And then of course the people that we're closest with, family members, best friends, those are the ones we often talk to first, and they can be the most challenging people to talk to in our entire Beamer career. And so, it kind of shoots down our faith and our excitement about Beamer, and that's why, you know, it's really important to tie in to things like Beamer Blog Talk, where you're hearing from like-minded people, and it helps build your confidence and your faith in what you're doing, and, you know, definitely checking in with your upline mentors and just surrounding yourself with that positivity. So, you know, you have to make a conscious decision that, you know, you are having a great experience and you know this works, and just having that fortitude to be able to go out there and continue sharing it, it takes a mental leap in some ways. So the second mistake that people often make is not knowing the cost of not recruiting or not sharing Beamer with potential customers. Lisa?
Right. So, you know, again, they were speaking, you know, pretty much about recruiting. And, you know, what are you, if you do want to build a team, but you're not sure how to build a team, you know, sometimes knowing what the cost is, what we're leaving on the table. If you are money motivated, and it doesn't even need to be money motivated, it's just success motivated. Like, instead of I want to make $100,000 a year, how about I want to change 100 lives? And there, you know, whatever resonates with you, and knowing what the cost of that is if you don't do it. So if you were able to change 100 lives, or, you know, or you didn't change 100 lives, you know, what was the cost of that, David?
Yes, and so as I build a team of like-minded people, Lisa, I really, as you know, I'm pretty selective on who I bring onto my team, because I want independent business distributors. You know, I don't go out and recruit everybody into this business as a team member, because I could possibly be taking myself from a 25% commission down to an 8% commission and still be doing all the work. And so as I do sponsor people, go ahead, Lisa.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, when I first started with Beamer, I was in a health crisis. And so that was the most important thing to me at that moment. But I did sign up as a distributor in case, you know, it was something down the road, but I didn't know what it was going to do for me. I knew it was doing something. And then when it really changed my life is when I got very passionate about it. And Adrian and Janelle Vachon came to see me in Florida. And I will never forget what Janelle said to me. And she said, all you need are four aces. That's it. So, mm-hmm. You know, if the thought of building a team or a big team, or that you have to have, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people, you don't. You just have to find, like David said, the like-minded, the right person, but that is going to be independent. And an ace is someone who is like, yes, I am doing this. I am full steam ahead. And, you know, they may rely on you for, you know, help in the beginning, but want to do the business. So, you know, again, if you're looking to expand your Beamer business, start with just looking for four aces.
That's a good point. And not to prejudge anybody. So with everybody I introduce Beamer to, I let them know at the end of our conversation, if they're interested in bringing a Beamer into their life, I let them know, oh, and by the way, you know, if you have a great experience and other people in your life end up bringing Beamers into their lives because of your experience, you know, we have this great referral program where you could pay off your Beamer. And I kind of leave it at that. And then if they are interested in it, that's when I start kind of filtering and setting up expectations. That yes, you can definitely become a distributor and you can sell Beamers all day long. But you know, we do have expectations in return for the commission that you make, that you're going to be going out there and spending time with them and teaching them how to use it and talking to them every other day that first week, and every week the first 6 weeks, and doing a Zoom meeting and helping them unpack it, setting up the expectations of what Beamer wants for people being a distributor and earning that sizable commission. And then likewise, if they do want to build a team, I let them know that that is another skill set, and that, you know, doing direct sales is one thing and changing people's lives. But if you do sponsor somebody, now you're in a role of leadership, and you need to make sure that you're setting that person up for success, helping them sell those first four Beamers so they get their investment back, and doing three-way calls for them and doing presentations for them, and you know, making sure they're getting signed up for an academy, and maybe doing Zoom meetings with them and their new customers, teaching those new customers how to use their Beamer, so your new distributor knows how to do that. And so there's a lot more responsibility involved in building a team of people, because you need to set people up for success. So the third mistake, Lisa, is not doing a proper phone dump. In other words, getting the list of people that you want to introduce Beamer to out of your phone into some other format of a list, right?
And not judging while you're doing it. And
right.
Sometimes it's just a kind of a kind of a cathartic exercise to literally go through, start at A, and write down every single name in your phone. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to call every single one of those people, but it's the process of getting you to do it. The other kind of, it's not a phone dump, but, you know, contacts, like, what are the contacts in your email addresses? Are there former business contacts in there? Are there people from a former job that you maybe knew at work, but you didn't know, you know, you weren't personal friends with them? In this environment right now, people are looking more and more to home-based businesses and looking for a little bit of freedom and that they're in control of their lives and not somebody else. So look at your contacts in your emails. Likely they're not the same as the ones that are in your phone. The other thing is Facebook. Is, you know, how many friends do you have on Facebook? Is it 100? Is it 200? Is it 2,000? There is a way, and I apologize, I'm not in front of my computer right now, so I can't walk you through this Google. Download Facebook contacts. There's a way to download that information and get that on paper. So, you know, again, we don't, some of them are just Facebook friends. We've never even met them, right? But it gives you a place to look. Like if you start seeing their stories on Facebook or Instagram, or you start seeing what's going on in their life, you could send them a private message on Facebook and, you know, you maybe you don't have their number and you just say, you know, wow, like, you know, start commenting on their pictures, liking their stuff, and, you know, start building the relationship. I mean, people do it with me all the time. I don't get annoyed. I'm just like, you know, that's not for me. Thanks. And, you know, move on. But so look at everywhere that you have contacts. And also then again, you know, I've talked about this before. I put it in, it is in the Facebook group, the IBD group, a copy of like the list is, you know, who else do you run into on a regular basis? Maybe you see the same people at the gym every other day or every 2 days and you don't have their phone number, but, you know, just start making the connection. But that's what the phone dump is all about, and most people don't do it. David?
Yes, and, you know, it creates kind of a feeling of abundance if you do get these names out of your emails or out of your phone or off of Facebook onto another form of medium, you know, just a handwritten list. Because the big mistake a lot of people make is when they think about how they could be successful sharing Beamer, well, they only know about 12 people. Well, they're thinking about the 12 people that they hang out with all the time, but the average 9-year-old has met 1,000 people. And we have to remember too, the people that we're closest to, not always, but are often the most challenging people to talk to about Beamer. And I personally have had way more success with people that I've had more of an arm's length relationship with. And so get out of the mindset of thinking about the people that you're closest to and the handful of people you hang out with all the time, and you'll have way more success with everybody else because a certain percentage of people get it. And so the more we increase the numbers of people that we're talking to about Beamer, we're increasing the odds that we're going to get Beamers into people's lives. And, you know, a Major League Baseball batter strikes out he bats 300 out of 1,000 times he gets on base. So he's striking out 700 times, but batting 300 is a really great success rate. And likewise in Beamer, I mean, if you talk to 100 people and you end up placing 30 Beamers into people's homes, that's an incredible success rate. So we just got to create
right. And you want to, you want to keep adding to it too. I mean, you can scratch off and all of that, but an analogy that one of the presenters used during the 7 days, his name was Fraser Brooks. He used the shampoo analogy, And he's like, anybody else, when you get a brand new bottle of shampoo and you go to use it, you're putting, like, you're filling up the palm of your hand with the shampoo, bubbles everywhere, right? But when you get to the end of the shampoo, the bottom of the bottle, you're putting like a pea-sized drop of shampoo in your hand to save because you know you're running out, right? So now it's, you're not using so many. So same thing with your list. You know, when you look like you have a full list, you'll bang out 30 calls in a day. But when you're getting to the end of the list and you haven't added any more people on it, now it's like, oh, I only have 30 people left on my list. I can't call them all today. What am I going to do tomorrow? So you maybe only call one or two. So it slows down the action. It slows down the productivity. So you always want to be adding to that list. And another good way to do that is asking for referrals. Maybe you're a no to somebody, but you know, their mother-in-law has all kinds of issues and she might be interested. So always asking too, do you know who else this might benefit? David, are we on number four?
We're on number four. So a big mistake is not blocking time out to do this kind of stuff. You know, I mean, we've got to block some time out. If we want to change some lives, we need to, depending on how busy our life is, okay, how much time do I have to dedicate to changing people's lives with Beamer? I'm working 40 hours a week. I'm a full-time dad. You know, I'm volunteering for some organization. And honestly, I mean, I only have about 15 minutes a day, but then you've got to consciously carve that 15 minutes out. Right, Lisa?
Yeah, I'm a huge time blocker. And you need to be unapologetic about it in that, you know, let's say you aren't doing Beamer full time. It is part time for you. But on, you know, Saturday mornings, whatever, your wife takes the kids and they go to the park. For one hour, I'm going to just sit here and make phone calls. And then, you know, on Tuesday evenings, it's going to be my night where I'm going to go and, you know, do sessions for people at their homes or invite people to my home. You know, whatever it is, but you've got to put it on the calendar, and that those are income producing blocks of time. And over time, you'll start to see that you're getting results and you'll go, wow, I want to add another block of time to do this. This is working. But if you just say, yeah, on Saturday mornings, I'm going to do this. And you don't really have the full commitment for yourself or you've got a family involved and, you know, it's okay to say, hey, I got to do this from 10 to 11 and then I'm yours the rest of the day, whatever it is. So block the time and block specific time for specific things. Don't just go, I'm going to have 2 hours on this day that I'm going to do Beamer stuff. What are you going to do? Are you going to make phone calls? Or are you going to do sessions? Are you going to go out in the community? Like, put a name to it, put an activity to it, and then get it on the schedule.
Yes, and don't confuse, like, learning your back office, which is important, or reading the newsletters, or listening to a recorded blog call. Don't confuse those things, which are all necessary for you to become successful in the long term, with the things that you need to do to actually get a Beamer into somebody's life. Right, Lisa?
Yeah. Those things are important in the training and all of that, but it's not income producing. And so, you know, again, it all goes back to what your personal goals are. And that's the time and the energy that you have to put in it. It doesn't just magically happen on its own.
Right. So when I block out time, I mean, everybody who's familiar with me and Beamer, I really use the accountability tracker every single week, you know, and it just goes through the things that are necessary to do to get a Beamer into somebody's home, you know, approach somebody on the product or approach them on the business, set up an appointment for a product presentation, do a three-way call, do a follow-up, enroll, you know, get a person started or as a customer or a partner. If they're a partner, get them registered for an academy, and repeat and just doing those same tasks over and over and over again in the time that you've blocked out. Number five, Lisa, is something that I was terribly guilty of in the beginning, and it took me way too long to learn not to do this, but talking too much. And I never sounded desperate. I didn't do that because I do have a sales background, and that's always a big no-no. But I talked way too much. How about you?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, honestly, like when I first started, I literally was sharing it with my clients that were already in my studio, and people could see the change in me. They didn't know what it was or what I was doing. And until I, you know, shared with them, and I just shared my story. And at the beginning, I didn't, and I mean, I'm trained to know the body, but I didn't really focus too much on the science of it until I really got good at making it sound very simple. And, you know, I think there will be people that are going to say, yeah, let me see all that research. And I think that's, you know, for some of those people, that's kind of like their excuse to not make a commitment, because, you know, if you read the studies,
good point.
Other than if you're a doctor, you're not really, you really don't understand what they're saying anyway in them. But yeah, some people are going to need more, but let them tell you. And this was from another speaker, was we do have a tendency to kind of throw up all over people about it and go on and on and on and on and on and sound salesy. And I'm going to give you an example of literally what just happened, which is why I'm not at home. I got a new client, and she had been to my studio and wanted me to come and show her some things on her power plate at her house. And we sat down, and I said, tell me what's going on with you. Like, I didn't tell her anything that was going on in my life. I didn't say, oh, you need to have a beamer too. I just said, tell me what's going on with you. And we literally, and this was why I was late, David, I'm sorry, but we sat there and literally talked for like 35 minutes about everything she's been through since I saw her a year and a half ago. And then she said to me, you know, like, tell me like how you're feeling. I know, like, you know, you were in a health crisis. And then I said to her, and she goes, well, what do you attribute that to? And I said, honestly, Beamer. And she goes, well, that's why I stopped hanging out with so-and-so, because she kept trying to sell me a Beamer. And I said, well, she goes, do you think I need one? I said, I think everybody needs one, but you have to decide that. And I made it like it was so just like, you're missing out if you don't have one, but I'm not going to go into. And so we set up a Beamer session, and she's buying a Beamer. Like,
that's great.
It can just be that small of a conversation.
We had different stories coming into Beamer, because I went into it with really good health. And, you know, I did witness an incredible experience with my 89-year-old father. But me personally, after, you know, 6 to 8 weeks, I thought maybe I had just got him a placebo device, kind of like Casey Conrad says about the Beamer that she got her mom. And so without having this story that was super compelling, you know, I felt like, I have to know the science. I have to know everything about the science. You know, I just went to academy after academy after academy, and then I would just throw up this science presentation on people every single time I started talking about Beamer, until they're looking like a deer in the headlights and they're catatonic. That was the big mistake that I made in the beginning. And, you know, facts tell, stories sell, right? It's all about the story.
Yeah. And listen to what they're telling you. Well, listen to what they're telling you. And, you know, a good answer to that is, you know, if your knee got better, like, what would that mean to you? What would you be able to do that you can't do now? And because those are their pain points. And, you know, that's, you know, and then is, you know, well, what if I had a solution for that? Would you be open to trying it? Would you be open to watching a video? You know, and especially, you know, in these times right now, maybe you're in an area that has restrictions and you can't do sessions. So lead them to the tools. And it's always not buy one. It's just, would you be open to watching this interactive video? And, you know, most people are going to say, yeah, because they want relief. David, I'm just going to, like, let everybody know, like, press one. We are going to take questions. And,
mm-hmm.
David, if we get questions, we'll take the questions. And if we don't,
yes.
then we'll just keep rolling.
Sure. And we can finish this next week if we have enough questions.
Yeah.
So, and we do have somebody in the queue. So, remember, this is Whatever Wednesday. We don't need to talk about this topic. We can answer, hopefully, any questions that you have regarding Beamer, whatever they are. And our first caller is 802-236. You're live on Blog Talk.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. This has been a great call. This is Janet up in Vermont calling in. And
hi, Janet.
Speaking of, hi, David, and hi, Lisa. Speaking of, you know, your contacts and follow-up and stuff, I have two quick stories for you. I met a woman 2 years ago, actually. I actually do more business in with the horse blanket than the human product, because that's my passion. And I met her at a horse show, and she happened to get on my Beamer Pro that I had there on the zero gravity chair, loved it, had felt it, went to do her homework, and disappeared from me. And I just every once in a while would reach out to her and include her in an email or a text or something. Nothing ever came back. And then about 2 weeks ago, she texted me at night, and she said, hi, this is so-and-so. I'd like to talk with you about the Beamer. And we set up an appointment. But it took 2 years for her to reach back to me. She's been doing homework the entire time. She's actually a very, very high-level judge and dressage coach in this country. She's actually international. So she's really busy. So 2 years of research, and now she's ready to have a serious conversation. And so we set up a time, and I was just trying to answer her questions and ask, you know, she would ask me whatever, and I thought it'd be short and sweet. And when she ended up asking question after question after question. That was about an hour call. It was an easy hour call. And at the end, she said, it's been so informative. Thank you so much. And by the way, you do a really good job of not selling. And I said, well, thank you so much. So she hasn't said I want one yet, but she's still doing her homework. So that's 2 years follow-up. And then the other story, the quickie, was a dear friend of mine. I contacted her last summer about the horse blanket for her horse. And she just reached out to me 2 days ago, and she has a very serious health issue right now. And she said, I've been looking for alternative therapies, and everything keeps coming back to Beamer. Can you talk to me about it? And so here she is, and now she's looking at the Pro set. So I just, you know what, I don't ever give up on people. I know people quit on themselves. I don't have to do that for them, but I keep them in my thoughts, and I keep them on my list, and I just touch back constantly. So
stories, the first one that you shared, you know, it's really relevant to me, because you may not have experienced this, but when people would not get back with me after several attempts, and then months and go by or weeks go by, I would get really frustrated, either with myself, like, what did I do wrong? What should I have done differently? Or I'd get really frustrated with them, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're not showing me any kind of respect by, you know, ignoring me and not getting back to me, and I'd get frustrated that way. And every single time that happened, when I eventually did connect with them, there was always some really good reasons that they weren't getting back to me. And usually it had nothing to do with me, and it had to do with stuff in their life. Oh my gosh, yes, you know, the week after we spoke, you know, my mother went into a facility, and then my husband had knee replacements, and then, you know, we had a car accident, and it goes on and on. You're just like, oh my gosh, and here I was getting frustrated with them or beating myself up, when in fact it's just life. And, you know, and somebody said that life is what happens when you make other plans and it just comes up, right?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And I don't, I was with a different company before Beamer found me, thank goodness. And so I had gotten way beyond that rejection thing. And actually, I like what you said, David, about being selective about who you bring into this to be a business partner with you. I'm actually at the same point with my customers because I invest in them 100%. And I want to find the people that are really serious about impacting their health and going forward with it, whether they never tell another person or not, that they're a committed customer. So I've gotten to that point after 2 years with the company. So.
Yeah. We appreciate your feedback. Thanks for calling in and make it a great Wednesday.
Thank you.
Area code 405-650, 405-650. You're live on Blog Talk.
Thank you. My name is Judy, and I am in Oklahoma City. Thank you, David and Lisa, for taking my call
today.
Hi,
Judy. You bet.
Hi. My question has to do with financing. Due to the pandemic, I have several trainees, actually, that were looking at financing. And other than Brett, can you touch base on SunTrust in Capital City? We have tried to reach them by phone, but perhaps due to the pandemic, they're not answering. Is there another way to get in touch with them, or what do you guys recommend in reference to financing?
So
the
first thing.
SunTrust. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. The first thing that I always recommend, and I can tell you that for me personally, with my customers and distributors that have come on board, this has been about an 8 out of 10 success rate. And that is if they currently have a credit card company and they're in good standing, you can't call one if you're behind, but if they're in good standing, even if they don't have the credit limit to purchase a Beamer, if they call that credit card company and say, this is my account, I am purchasing a medical device and need to get financing, would you be willing to increase my credit by $4,500? And can I get 0% interest on that for 12 to 24 months? And the likely, they know, you've told them that you are purchasing a medical device. This is how much it costs. And they don't want to lose you as a customer. They know if they say no, you're going to go find it somewhere. They would rather take the risk of increasing your credit score, not having you pay it off in 12 to 24 months or whatever they agree to at 0%, and then charge you a boatload of money in interest. So I always tell people, please make sure you make that extra payment and get this paid off in whatever amount of time they give you. But my success rate with that has been easily 8 out of 10.
Thank you.
And gosh, Lisa, that's a great suggestion. I've never heard anybody suggest that, and I'm so glad that you shared that with all of us. And Judy, as it relates to SunTrust, if you want to email me at david.olson, O-L-S-O-N, not E-N, david.olson@beamermail.com, I'm happy to send you the SunTrust one-pager. And I just know that Shane, who is the loan officer in charge of Beamer for SunTrust, we communicate with him initially only via email. And I'm happy to send that to you. Okay?
And it's david.olson@beamermail.com.
Correct. O-L-S-O-N.
Got it. Okay. Will do. Thank you so much.
Great. Thanks for calling in, Judy. Yes, and we still have about 6 minutes here. So, you know, hit one on your phone if you have something you'd like to contribute, if you have any questions. Otherwise, Lisa, let's see. So number six in recruiting mistakes, talk to us about no setup when bringing up the opportunity.
So the no setup is that – You're kind of just approaching them with, like, you know, here's the opportunity. You're not setting them up to hear your story, and that's why having a compelling story. That's why at the convention, it was such a big part of the convention, and the keynote speaker, Kendra Hall, is your setup. Like, this was going on in my life, and, this is what happened, and this is how it changed my life, and, set them up for that. And then again, it's asking what's going on in their life. But your story is really your setup, instead of just, I have this great opportunity for, this great medical device is going to change your life. I mean, if someone said that to me, I'd be like, okay. And I have a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you. So that's how it comes across. But when you're sharing from your heart and you have that compelling story, you're setting up the whole process.
Yes, and so, and for me, I spent 20 years in the corporate side of the ski industry, and a very mature competitive industry. And those last several years, we were working 70-hour work weeks, and people were turning grayer by the day. And it had been fun for a while, but I didn't really feel like I was giving much back to society. So when I talk to people about the business piece of this, I share my story in the corporate world, and the ski industry can be so fun, but then it just becomes like any other industry, and this dog eat dog. And in this business, it's just so rewarding to be able to go out there and change somebody's life and have them come back and, thank you for, changing my son's life or changing my life or my mother's life. It's a reward that we don't get in so many other industries in the United States. And so I try to share that with the people, particularly from my former industry, that are still in it and just pulling their hair out, because it's so much harder than it was 30 years ago when we all got started in that particular industry. So that's the story I share.
Yeah, and David, that's a great mm-hmm. point, because, we talk about all the time this company is, a company at heart. And, we do things above and beyond what a lot of people would do in a company for no reason at all other than to be in contribution and giving. And I'm just going to share a quick story. I had a call last week. And it was a number I didn't recognize, and normally I don't answer those, but for some reason I did. And the lady goes, "Lisa?" And I said, "Yes." And she goes, "I bought 3 Beamers from you. This is so-and-so." And I said, "No, you didn't buy them from me." And she goes, "Are you sure? Didn't you work here?" Well, she bought them from Elisa at a country club who wasn't trained. She goes, "And now we've had these for like 2 years." She goes, "We have one. I bought one for each of my sons. We all have different issues. And we don't," she goes, "I'm sorry I bothered you. I'll figure out how to get a hold of her." And I said, "I am happy to help you. And I am happy to set up a Zoom with your whole family and hear everybody's thing and guide you in what to do." Now, I didn't make any commission off of that. She used to be a client at my studio years ago, like 3 years ago. She first got on a Beamer in my studio. And, but by me giving, the person that they think about when they share Beamer is going to be me. And so there may be a referral out of that. And even if there isn't, it was the right thing to do. And I think we find that across the board in this company over and over and over again. And that's part of the real joy of being in this company.
Absolutely, Lisa. And it's one of those several reasons you're so successful is because you come at this business from your heart. And it's so obvious. And I'm blessed to be able to do this Wednesday show with you, Lisa. And we are approaching the end of the hour. Sandra in Houston, we'll get back to you next week. Hit 1 on your phone earlier so we can hear from you. It is now time to go out there and share Beamers. Lisa, thanks for joining me. Anything else?
No. Have a great Wednesday.
All right. Thanks. And we'll talk to you in a week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.